1340 96.5 KVGC. Time for a look at the latest on the local scene for this a Wednesday. It's the 20th day of January. Well, Amador County Public Health released the latest COVID-19 numbers for the county yesterday, reporting 73 new cases, bringing the total laboratory confirmed case count to 1,388 and two additional deaths. All this since last Tuesday's update. The individuals who passed were two males, one in his 70s, another in his 80s. The new cases include two children under the age of 18, 35 aged 18 to 49, 17 aged 50 to 64, and 19 over 65 years of age. 19 cases, including Mule Creek State Prison inmates, are currently hospitalized. Now, Amador residents should continue testing to demonstrate to the state that our community's COVID-19 activity is decreasing. No-cost community COVID-19 testing has moved locations. The new testing site is at the Health and Human Services building. That's located on Conductor Boulevard off Lower Ridge Road. Online registration may be accessed at lhi.care/COVID testing. Those without internet access may register by calling 1-888-634-1123. Testings will be available in Amador County Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays.
On the vaccine front, Amador Public Health, working with multiple partners and sectors to prepare to vaccinate larger groups of the population, and are committed to a safe and equitable vaccine distribution. The strategy here in Amador County is to make the vaccine available through partnerships with the healthcare systems, community clinics, and county-administered points of dispensing, also known as PODs. Public Health anticipates operating county PODs as more vaccines become available in the coming weeks. These will open to those age 75 and over first, followed by those age 65 and older. Now, as county-run PODs are scheduled, they'll be posted on the Amador COVID-19 website. Eligible individuals will be able to access a link to schedule a vaccine appointment when more vaccine is available. In the meantime, officials say those 65 and over encouraged to reach out to their healthcare provider to see if they have any vaccine available. Another way for Amador residents to learn about vaccine registration opportunity, to sign up for health and safety e-notification updates on the Amador County website.
Well, as of late Monday afternoon, Amador County Public Health reported this week only 200 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been allocated to Amador County. Public Health is administering the vaccine doses as quickly as supply is issued from the state. Now, all 200 will be given to Phase 1A and 1B groups this week. These groups include healthcare workers, first responders, community outreach workers, and educators. This, however, will deplete this week's allocation for the county as demand for the vaccine continues to exceed the supply. By the end of the week, Amador will not have any remaining supply unless the federal and state government speeds up allocations and deliveries to counties. To date, over 2,000 doses have been administered in Amador County.
Well, Calaveras Public Health announced last Friday the launch of a new COVID-19 dashboard. The interactive dashboard provides the community local COVID-19 information. It'll replace the weekly press release and will be updated daily Monday through Friday, except holidays. Now, as of yesterday, Calaveras Public Health reported 81 active cases of COVID-19 in the county, with 6 hospitalizations. 23 deaths have been confirmed from COVID-19 in the county. Now, as of yesterday's report, 1,151 cases have recovered for a 91.7% recovery rate. Calaveras County no longer reports the ages of confirmed cases. Public Health urges the public to assume widespread transmission of COVID-19 within the county and to take the recommended prevention measures seriously to protect family and friends from the pandemic.
And the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors, following an update from staff yesterday on the COVID-19 situation, discussed and agreed on sending a letter to the California Department of Public Health requesting that Calaveras County be shifted from the San Joaquin Valley region to the greater Sacramento region for the purpose of the state's regional stay-at-home order. Supervisor Marita Calloway had asked that the board join with other community partners in sending a letter to the state requesting that move. Calaveras County is in the northernmost region of the San Joaquin Valley and just sits below the greater Sacramento region. Now, in the past, when Foothill communities have petitioned the state on various COVID matters, they have been fairly receptive.
Now, the Ione City Council worked on filling open positions in the city government. At last night's meeting, the council decided to appoint a replacement for Councilmember Jeff Gold rather than holding a special election. Now, Gold resigned by phone from the council last Wednesday, having been in office for only a month. Gold had been elected in November, sworn in December 15th. The council seeking candidates to appoint. Those interested in the office may apply to the city clerk sometime in the next 30 days. The council will then conduct interviews and appoint a new member in public meeting. The council held a similar process earlier last night to select someone to fill the city treasurer position. The job was left vacant when no candidate filed to run for the office last November. After interviewing two candidates, the council voted to appoint Chris Hancock to fill the position.
And we have an update on a couple of fires in the El Dorado National Forest. Yesterday, the high winds caused several burn piles on private land to expand beyond the property lines and in some cases onto national forest lands. Now, two of these fires are being fought by U.S. Forest Service and have resources from the El Dorado National Forest, Sierra Pacific Industries, and the Lake Tahoe Basin Management Unit. There are two other smaller fires that are currently unstaffed. Now, the first fire was reported off of Mormon Immigrant Trail and North-South Road. That fire has burned about 10 to 15 acres, 50% contained, full containment expected later today. The cause is under investigation. Mormon Immigrant Trail is closed to traffic until further notice. And the second fire is called the Union Fire Incident. It's burning north of Union Valley Reservoir. The cause also under investigation. That has burned some 22.5 acres. Expected containment sometime today as well. Both of these fires were caught initially by the wildfire camera system. You too can check out the wildfire camera system by going to alertwildfire.org, alertwildfire.org. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.